أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. This is the 11th chapter of the book Burunsi, and this incident is narrated by Hujjatul Islam Muhammad Reza Rezai. He says that Burunsi once narrated to me as follows. When I was a commander of a battalion, the senior officers were discussing a new attack on the enemy. The area in which the attack was planned was a very important and a sensitive area. The enemy was present in large numbers there, and they already knew that we were planning to attack them. Based on all these reasons, the task was quite a complicated and difficult one, and the enemy was prepared, waiting for our attack. One fine morning, few officers approached me from the brigadier's office. They said, "We have a very important mission for you, and this can be executed only by you. Would you be willing to take up this mission?" I asked them, "What do we have to do?" They replied, "There's literally no scope of any of you returning alive from this mission, unless a miracle happens." I asked again, "First let me know, what do we have to do?" They explained it to me as follows. "In this operation, we will be attacking the enemy from various directions, and you already know about the number of soldiers stationed, their equipment, and the weapons they have at their disposal at this place. Even if we succeed in this operation, we will suffer huge losses of our soldiers." I was quite curious to know what important task are we being assigned. Then they explained it to me in details as follows. "Along with your battalion, you will penetrate the enemy's perimeter and you will engage with them in a direct contact and you will keep them busy. This way, they would be focused on your battalion and oblivious of all other directions. Then we will attack the enemy from the other directions, inflicting heavy damage and losses to them. If Allah wills, we will be successful." I was still pondering on the plan. Then suddenly, another person chipped in and said, "Like we have informed you earlier, there is very high probability that none of you will return from the battleground because you are willingly breaking through the perimeter of the enemy and the enemy will open fire on you from all directions. It will be raining fire on you guys. Now, are you ready for this mission or not?" I answered, "When this is my sole responsibility, why would I not accept this mission?" Before we leave for the mission, I gathered everyone and explained the plan thoroughly to them. Now, each of them knew exactly what they had to do. In no time, we were on our way towards the destination. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we crossed the first hurdle easily. There was a different energy in the team. They were all absolutely confident about the mission. Every step echoed their confidence. We were going to sacrifice ourselves for the benefit of the other soldiers, and this is what made the whole mission more cherishable. I don't know how long we were walking. However, finally we reached our destination, straight into the enemy's camp. The Iraqi tanks and their shells were stationed on one side and the soldiers were stationed on the other side. Their cannons were all set up and ready to rain fire upon us. There was absolute silence in the air. We were supposed to open fire on the enemies from multiple directions. I signaled the soldiers to take their positions. Everyone knew exactly what they had to do. We were also looking for refuge sections so that we can resort to security after the attack. There was pin drop silence. I again analyzed the situation. This was the right time. I knew everyone was waiting for my signal. In my heart, I said, "Tawakkal to Allah," and then with all my energy shouted, "Allahu Akbar." And in a fraction of a second, the guns were spitting fire on the enemies. We were firing from many directions. The enemy was shocked, and in no time, they got back to their senses, and then it started raining fire from the sky and from all directions. Whatever weapons they had put all of them to use, and all were pointed in our direction. We achieved our mission. We have done what we were supposed to do. Now the top priority was to protect the lives of the soldiers. So I shouted, "Everybody to the ground! Stop firing! Everybody to the ground!" Everybody took a spot in some corner and stopped the firing. They were on the ground lying as still as they can. Only our tongue was moving. We were constantly praying and doing tawassul. The intensity of the fire from the enemies grew by minute. I presumed that most of the soldiers must have been martyred. Now we were waiting for the word from the commander. After some time, we heard a voice on the wireless. It was the commander. He was not even sure if we were alive. He said, "Your sacrifice was not in vain. The mission was successful. If you are alive, you can return back to the camp." The other battalions had started their attack on the enemy from many directions, and due to to this, the enemy was distracted from us and was focused on them. This gave us an opportunity to escape from here, and we quickly returned to the camp. When we returned to the camp, some people were in shock and awestruck. It was difficult even for us to believe that we made it back alive. We all went with the conviction that we will not be returning back at all. We will all be martyred. However, with the blessings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, only 2 soldiers among us were martyred and just a couple of others were injured. Hujjatul Islam Reza Rezai narrates another incident about Burunsi. He says that I was from Qom and he was from Mashhad. I saw him a couple of times in the battlefield and also had an opportunity to meet him briefly. One day after namaz, when I came out of the tent, I saw that there was a van stationed nearby and they were distributing food. And there was a line of soldiers waiting their turn. Suddenly I saw Burunsi in the line. I was not sure if I saw it right. I looked again and yes, it was Burunsi. I thought maybe the news that he has been promoted to a commander is incorrect. I walked up to him and said, "Why are you standing in the queue for the food? You are a commander. You should not be in the queue for the food." The moment he heard this, his smile faded away. He said, "So what if I'm a commander? There is no difference between a commander when it comes to taking the food." Immediately, this tradition from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam came to my mind. One who humbles himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his position in the eyes of the people. Now I knew why Burunsi was so loved and popular among everyone. Later on, I found out that the soldiers had requested him not to line up in the queue and they will get the food for him. But he did not listen to them and, like an ordinary soldier, stood in the line to take his food. Inshallah, rest of the content will be covered in the subsequent chapters. Until then, Al-Tamas-e-Dua, Khuda Hafiz.